So, Peace Place, it's the 15th of December, 2020. I want to talk a little bit today about the jump from high school to college. And I did a little bit about that before, but I got bogged down in, like, sport details. Long story short, for sports, it's like, you know, you're going to be smaller, weaker, slower than most of your competitors, unless you're a blue chip. You know, there's some guys that are, like, superior. They're like Olympic level athletes at 16. Aging and like certain people, certain populations age faster than others. Or they hit maturity faster. And there's all kinds of weird things. Like if apparently if a female doesn't have a father in the household, she'll mature faster. Hit sexual maturity like a year faster, some whatever. I don't know. Anyway, but there's also an academic component. And in that academic component is, I think, the bigger problem for most people. Like, okay, you went to college. You know, I had friends that had like 4.0, 1600 SAT types. I mean, probably not exactly that. But who went to some small rinky-dink liberal arts colleges because he wanted to play soccer. I'm not kidding. He probably got a full ride. But the kid could have gone to Harvard. And instead he wants to go to, you know, I had a boss at BBU who went to some small school, and I can't remember which one, in the Philadelphia area. Now, Philadelphia's got a ton of schools associated with you, like a lot of cities do. There's a bunch of good ones. Like in Baltimore, it's like, yeah, you got Towson, you got UM, there's a University of Maryland, Baltimore City, just like for adults, Johns Hopkins, Loyola, Goucher College, Notre Dame's all female school. That's just what I thought of at the top of my head. I'm sure I remember there vaguely being a little bit more. Philly's like University of Pennsylvania, Villanova, St. Joe's, Sal, Temple. Just one other big one. It's right next to University of Pennsylvania too. Anyway, this like, he went to some small school. The guy was like a brilliant. And I was like, why did you go to it? She's like, well, I wanted to run. I'm like, huh? He wanted to be on the cross-country team. He couldn't do it. He couldn't make the team at the schools he was academically inclined to. I think it can be a mistake. More than likely, I'm guessing that this is like a mistake. Because to do that, to go to a school to play a sport like that. One is I'm going to take financials. Imagine the financial situation is the same, but really the point of college, the most important thing you're getting out of college is a little check in the box that you went and then the power of your degree. Harvard is like number one in the world, right? Oxford, Cambridge, like Yale, Princeton, Stanford, MIT, Ivy League. Then you have like the other, like the Southern Ivies, UVA, UNC, the public Ivies, Duke, USC, UC. I'm just like rattling off the top 25 here. McGill in Canada, INSEAD, if you're going to business school. I know in India and China, I'm sure they have their own whatevers. In other countries, they have their own. But I'm saying in the English world, that I'm aware of, those are like the biggies, you know, is probably the three sisters, MIT, Stanford, McGill, Oxford, Cambridge. So if you can get into one of those schools, that's where you want to go with arguably Harvard being number one, like probably Oxford number two. I don't know. But somewhere those, it's like, it's hard to then, it starts to become too like, what are you going to do and where are you going to do it? You know, if you want to be in Silicon Valley, you know, Stanford's probably a little bit better of a choice. If you want to be a stockbroker in London and so forth. But what's it like to make that jump? More importantly, what is it? And I'll tell you my experience. I was one of those kids that really didn't take academics all that serious, nor did I care in high school. All right. First of all, I think that school is definitely aimed at females. when I was going through school, all I remember hearing was like, well, schools, boys do so much better. There's an achievement gap between females and males, and we have to correct it, so we're correcting it. So I think some of the things they did, whatever those were, I don't know what actual policies, what they actually did to make it, other than it was like things like call on girls first because they're more shy about talking in class. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe I just wasn't interested. I didn't feel like it was a good use of time to do schoolwork. I really was just like, I don't want to do it. I just wouldn't do it. And that was about it. What was I doing instead? Mostly watching TV. And to keep this strictly high school, college thing, you know, I could go back to elementary school. We really didn't have homework, like some math, some reading, but it was so little it was like easy to blow off and easy to do. Middle school had its own challenges, but in high school, it was like I really was more interested in hanging out with my friends and playing sports, and the sports took a lot out of me. And they will, especially football. It's a particularly grueling sport, even though my particular high school coach's mentality, thank God, I'm mad at the time, happy now, was to make the practice actually way easier than it could have been. He made it pretty, it still has to be long. You have to memorize these offensive plays, and you have to do it so many times before you get them right that it's 11 people moving in unison. Accuracy, it takes a long time, so you're looking at, you know, 3 hours of practice. You know, we get out of school, it's like, I don't know, I think it was like 2:45 or 2:30 or something. Practice starts at 4, and we get home around 7:30, 8. Hard to remember. And then we had Sundays off, and then like lacrosse is kind of the same thing. Lacrosse far less can be. The maximum difficulty of football practice is far greater than that for lacrosse. At our particular school, it didn't work that way, but whatever. That was a lot. I did indoor track in my sophomore year, and that was even worse because the practices start like 5. I had like hours to kill going practice, whereas for lacrosse and football, it was like right after. Anyway, I just wasn't that interested, and I didn't really hang out with people after school. Including like girlfriends, because I never had time, and I was getting home at like 8 o'clock. I was tired to eat, and then you start to get into like it starts to get late. Now, whatever, this is just my way. I was a weekend warrior, always kind of have been. Like school, I would come home, and I would, you know, get home from football practice, maybe like take a shower and watch TV for, go to sleep or stay up too late, whatever. It just wasn't doing a whole lot. It wasn't video games. It wasn't drugs, alcohol on like a daily basis. But the one thing I'll say there about alcohol and grades, like, because I was more interested in drinking beers. So on a Saturday, I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to party with my friends. I'm going to guzzle these beers. And then the next day, I'd have homework, but I'd be like hungover and I wouldn't feel like doing it. So I just wouldn't do it, right? So Sunday, where for a lot of students, study day, for me, it's like a recovery day. But that was my interest. You know, I'm talking to Rambo, and his was like, well, mine's sports and beer. His was basically sports and video games. So he would just, like, come home, like, and Nintendo. We had Nintendo. We had Sega Genesis. I don't know if there was any other, anything else out at the time I was in high school. I know PlayStation came out where I had one in college. Whatevs. So, what did that mean? I didn't really study. You know, I showed up for class some of the time. I also missed every day I could miss for like every class, almost. Now, not exactly, because I would show up to school late a lot, which meant, like, you can only miss 45 days of any class. So I would miss 45 days, like, first period, like, 42, second period, and so on. But usually, like, the last class of the day, I went to the most. That had to do with anxiety and depression and stuff that I'm still dealing with today. But It's not as fun as saying that I like to party with my friends on the weekends, but whatever. But I didn't care. I just didn't really care about my grades. I had to maintain a 3.0 to keep my parents off my back. That's what they said. Like, my dad was like, look, if you maintain a 3.0, if you got a 3.0 or better, you got a discount on your car insurance. So he was like, look, if you can keep a 3.0 or more, I will leave you alone, because it's something that happened in middle school. And so this began in seventh grade, and I just maintained that. Although, you know, it went up one semester, down, but it's like overall, it's just, you know, I graduated with a 3.1. I just gave myself just enough padding to just to hit that threshold. And that's all I was doing. Although simultaneously, I was taking like AP courses. The highest level of course that you could take in my high school was called GTAP/AP. And then there were just GT courses. And so there was basically four levels of class. So if you take English, you had remedial, which was like, you know, you need help. You're not. Then there was like normal, like regular, just called English. Had no title. It was just what most kids took, right? Actually, most kids were probably in honors, but then you had honors, which was like, you're either smart and lazy, or you're hardworking and of like slightly above average intelligence. That's where probably a preponderance of my courses and most people's were. And then you had GT, which was like, you are either hyper nerd or some mix of intelligence and work ethic that's going to get you past. And I took a lot of those courses as well. I never took the AP exams. I never intended it for that. And it's kind of silly, but looking back, I should have just taken art. I'm like not interested in academics, and yet I fully blast load my class. My class load looked like hyper nerds. And I was in a lot of class, especially my senior years, and almost all my classes was a very, there were some people I hung out with in them, but not a lot. Mostly it was like these nerdy kids that I didn't even, like, I remember like senior year being like, kids, they were like, I've been here since I was a freshman. I'm like, I've never seen. And then I had people I hung out with, like on the weekends and stuff. Like, I always think of Becky Miller. I shouldn't have thrown that name. Whatever. It's not, I'm just, I never saw her in school, like ever. We like hung out all the time. I don't ever remember seeing her in the school. Now, again, that's like 30 years ago, but whatever. But you get the idea. So I had decent SAT scores and whatever. So that's the kind of student I am. You get an idea of it. And I get into college. And everyone had always, in middle school, I remember, I didn't have the experience of leaving elementary school and having someone tell me that in middle school, the teachers are going to be different. They're not going to let you get away with what we're not. They're not going to like, not at all. I didn't go through that phase because I left elementary school before they probably would naturally start that thing where they, you know, talk to you about how it's going to be now that you're going to junior. It was junior. It would have been junior high in Pittsburgh. So I was in sixth grade. That's elementary school. Maryland, in Pittsburgh, Maryland, sixth grade. That's middle school. Big, big. Oh, that was painful. Anyway, so there I am, 3-point student going into college. And I've never really studied, maybe one or two times. I've never really done my homework. I barely show up for the classes. And this was like, you know, they take attendance, they call your mom, and I still managed to miss like daggum near the max. So I get to college and suddenly it's like, and it was a small liberal arts college called Goucher College, and they did take attendance, so I couldn't pull that. I did miss them because it was like you could miss 5 days, and I missed four, right? But the teachers would still kind of hold your hand type situation. One of my teachers called my mom, like, he's not showing up to class, and my mom was like, that's his problem. And then, but here's what really got me was that inability, like, didn't know how to study. I didn't know in high school, even at the GT level, even at the AP level, I could just go to class, I could listen, and occasionally go to class. Like, basically, I missed a day a week out of season, when it comes down to. But I could just go into class, kind of vaguely listen, and get a passing grade. Well, that was not, does not work. I'll tell you right now, does not work. If you're getting ready to go off to college, just went to high school, and you think you're going to do that, it's not going to work. Even if you're like, I'm just going to the state school, I'm just going to like community college, you're going to look at, you're going to get like C's and D's, and that's, first of all, to pass high school, you need a 1.0, you need a D. In college, it's a C. In grad school, it's a B. And the military was a B, because there's basically graduate level performance. So that was probably the number one thing. It was not knowing how to study. I remember, you know, I took some history class. I read part of the readings. That was a little bit easy to BS, because you can write these, you know, it used to be these blue book exams. I don't know if they still do it or not, but you get this little tiny book. It was like not a whole sheet of paper. It was like a giant note card size. And a question would be, I remember one question on a history class was compare and contrast. Not even, I think it just said Adolf Hitler. And the next question was Stalin. It just said Hitler. That was the question, Hitler. And the instruction is just write everything you know about. So all of a sudden you start writing about Hitler. I think one was Hitler versus Stalin or something like that. And it sticks out of my mind, obviously. Like, this is craziest question. Like, well, evil guy one did XYZ into Ukrainians, etc. So, and then it would have questions, you know. So you could, in that sense, you could just make up stuff that you knew from your own knowledge. And, you know, like, I watched the History Channel, so I know that, you know, Hitler did the Holocaust and Stalin did the Holodomor. Like, one means death by fire, it was a genocide by starvation, and you start going into stuff like that. You can kind of, like, BS it. Like, one guy was more kind of successfully aggressive, one was more successfully, like, defensive, and they're sort of acquisition policies, you know, one was communist, one was national socialist, like stuff like that. It's like you can just sort of say those things. Like right now, I could, like, ba-da-da. But that's, then you'd have like serious questions, like, you know, one exam we had to compare and contrast industrial workers' plight in France versus that of Germans and how that affects sort of their worldviews, and it can get pretty hairy. But it's studying. How do I study? I can't just go in class and listen. I have to, like, go back and reread. I got to take notes. Taking notes. I never, ever, ever took notes except in math class. So if you can imagine, I'm just sitting in these history classes, people just writing stuff down. Because when you leave high school for college, you don't, everybody doesn't go with you. Like, the top 30% does. And suddenly, you're surrounded by, like, people that knew what they were doing a little. So I did not, and I learned on my own, you know, that's the other, I did it the most painful way, you know. I figured it out. I was like, okay, I got to do the readings, and then I got like a system. I got to like try to take some notes and reread them, and this is the eventual, I went through a phase where I didn't study at all, and I got like not great grades. I think I had like a 2 my first semester, and it was like a struggle, and then I got the next, and then I went to University of Maryland. They didn't take roll. And all my classes basically were like midterm, final. I think there was a little few exceptions, but basically midterm, final, midterm, final, midterm, final. After like the second, third week, I was like, I'm tired. I hardly ever went to class. My roommates made fun of me. I was getting good. They were like, how are you doing this? Like, how I did it. I happened to be in classes where you could buy the notes from a note-taking service. So I bought the notes, and then I would reread those notes someone else took like 15 times, and I would reread the chapters. So I just assumed that you could do that the next every time. So I'm like, okay, well, now I know how to study, but I don't want to go to class. So I'm just going to buy the notes. And what I'm going to do during finals week is I'm just going to, like, study 16 hours a day. That's what I did. I basically woke up, studied, became Asian for, like, 2 weeks. I just studied every day. I didn't party. I didn't, you know, was just like study, study, boom, 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 study, study, boom, boom, boom. Exam, on to the next class. So I would just do nothing but study, you know, like day one exam, astrophysics, or I took some like astronomy, right? And boom, nothing, like study, you know, solid 12 hours out of the day. Like, I really remember, like, just waking up, eating something, sitting down. I read through, you know, hundreds of whatever it was, number of pages that were, like, assigned the whole time for one, two or three times, plus read the notes multiple times, take the exam, and then come back from that exam, maybe take, like, an hour to decompose, like, a little, like, go out to lunch, and then I would hit the next class, and then I would hit the next class. And I, because I only had four, and one was like a lab, I was able to actually pull that off. Following semester, I couldn't because A, not every class had notes for it, and B, there were just some things you can't learn that quickly. I can't learn how to do calculus. I can memorize, you know, 200 pages of astronomy. But, and I went to some classes. It wasn't a total, like, it wasn't, like, first time I was seeing this stuff. So, and that was, like, that was the next lesson. So, it comes down to this. This is going to sound so silly, but you're leaving high school, you're going to college, and you're that kind of student. You're the guy that, like, dude, I'm more into, like, chicks and beer. That's fine. You're fine. But you got to change things. One, you have to prioritize the school bit during the school week and maybe weekend warrior it. College, you can really go day in, day out. I'm not saying like never, ever Wednesday fun. No, no, no. Here's what I'm saying. Things you need to do to get a 3.0 at most colleges. Now, there's places like Johns Hopkins that actually grades on a real curve, meaning like the number one guy gets an A, then B through 5 get a B, 5 through 10 get a C, 10 through 15 get a D, and the bottom dude fails. I'm talking about places where everybody could get an A theoretically. And we're going to leave out the times where they curve the grade because everybody failed otherwise. So we're just going to take a normal, you know, 90 through, you know, 89.5 and above is an A, that sort of thing. First of all, go to as many classes. Go to every class if you can. Don't miss a single one. If you have a decent reason to, I'm not saying like move the earth, but try to avoid missing class. When you're at class, try to pay attention just a little bit. I remember one of the things that made me not go to class is I was going to class and I noticed people were just, instead of paying attention, they were just reading the paper. Or they were sleeping. And I'm like, I started doing that. I was like, well, I don't really feel like being here. So I'm just going to like read the school paper. Why are you there? Right? Right? Why did I bother waking up, getting dressed, walking 20 minutes to class? That's pointless. I'm going back to, no, I'm just going to stay asleep. I'm not even going to try to wake up. That's the other problem is like, I always stayed up late, like insomnia. So then I'm like tired. I don't want to get up to like noon, yeah, whatever. Anyway, go to as many classes as you can. Secondly, do all the readings as they appear, right? Usually you get like you'll get a syllabus. It's not like high school. You get a syllabus that tells you like for this day, you need these pages read. Do that. Or after every class, teacher's like, oh, now read pages 50 through 100. Just do that. Do the reading as it comes. Optional here. I never did this, but it might be helpful. Highlight stuff, that sort of thing. It's hard to know, until they do like reviews where they tell you like, hey, this is the stuff you really need to know. This is like filler, right? Because every class has filler. Every class has key concepts. Just the way it works. Some classes have very little filler. But do homework. So for like a math or a science, it's a lot of equations. Go ahead and do the assigned homework, even if they don't check it, because it's just going to help you with the exam. Don't wait till the last minute to write papers. You probably heard that through your entire academic career. That's helpful. And then, you know, this sort of like death study that like you always hear like tiger moms make their kids do, these like death study 10-hour sessions, like that is doable and it works, but there's a better way. And I'm explaining that. Number one, you're going to all your classes, you're doing your homeworks, you're doing your readings as they come. The next piece is you got a test on Friday. It's now Wednesday. Do a little bit. Do like 20-30% of, let's say it's that test in your mind. Figure out what you think you need to study for it. Know ahead of time. Don't be surprised. That happened to me a couple times where I'm like, okay, I got 5 hours to study, no problem. I'm on hour three and I'm 10% of the way through, like, oh no. So understand concept of operations for that one exam. So you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. I got a half hour. No problem. Do it the night before. You got a big one. I was like, dude, this is going to be like a 4-hour study sesh, right? You don't want to do it all on Thursday night. God knows what can come up. So do like an hour on Wednesday. You know, maybe that's like a big review where you just do all the stuff that's like the easy stuff, like reading summaries and stuff like that, and then get into nitinoid the day before. For finals and stuff like that, same concept. Start studying a little bit every day in different classes earlier on. And then, you know, you got to figure out what each class needs. I'm not telling you, like, oh, dude, during finals, it should be 12 hours nose and book. And if anything, no. You got to figure out what it is for that and what your goals are. You know, like going back, I sometimes talk to my friends like, hey, if I was in high school, I'd work a lot harder. And that's my initial kind of view as well. But here's the problem with that. For real problem. If you do that, anyway, you can burn yourself out. So what happened to me one semester, I was doing, I'm going to study real hard for finals. And I got through two classes. And I realized on day three of this, you know, 7-day, actually probably more like 10-day study fest, that I didn't have it in me. So instead of 16 hours a day, it was more like 6. So you just want to be caught up. You're better off. Like if you look at, here's what I want to say. You're better off having done a little bit every day and not hitting so much studying at the end than trying to get all the studying done at the end. Although that method can be effective as well. And there's this idea that like, hey, I need to get a 4 point and blah, blah, blah. Not really. Oh, yeah, I know. Like, I'd go back when I was a kid, I'd work a lot harder. First of all, you just naturally do better. Imagine yourself, you know, I'm 44, but if you're 34, even 24, if you're back to being, you know, you got a 24-year-old brain and a 14-year-old body, you're going to, like, crush through those classes like a hot knife through butter. And it's not going to be, it's not going to be a problem, all right? You'll have, like, close to a 4.0 without all that much effort anyway. But here's what I'm saying. You want to like meter your effort towards your goals. Like with jiu-jitsu for me, I got a guy in the jiu-jitsu class nicknamed Scrunchy who is trying to compete. He's trying to get better. He's super hardcore. He goes really hard. During warm-ups, he like runs more. Whereas I'm like casual, I'm like, whatever, I'm here to learn it, I'm having fun, yay, happy to be here. There's another dude in there that takes it even another, like, so we got competitive bro. Then we got a cop in there who uses it professionally. And he's like, yeah, I started doing this in March, and, you know, like, I find that I'm using it in fights. He is that serious, right? So when you're thinking about sparring partners, do I really want to go against a cop who uses this stuff IRL? Woo! Right? Same thing here. Like, I look back, if I were, let's say, 14 again, and I had to choose the same career path, I'd actually take a lot less academic courses. My grades would be better, but that's just a function of... But I wouldn't take all those academic courses I took. It would be very reduced. And then I would go to the state school, straight off. And there, I would again, I'd be shooting for a 3.0. In effect, I actually hit the correct level of effort based on where I ended up. So I'm going to the Marine Corps. I don't need a 4.0, right? So I'm going to work towards what I want to get to that, to get to that goal. Now, that being said, if you don't know, you're better off just doing the best you can because you never know. You may end up wanting to get into Harvard Law. Anyway, thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.